Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Annie McAvaney's founder for Fill a Heart for Kids. It's a charity that helps local unaccompanied homeless youth and foster kids in the Chicagoland area by equipping them with necessities and experiences, school supplies, summer break essentials, holiday stuff, birthday stuff. Fillaheartforkids.org. Don't forget the number four. Fillaheartforkids.org. Annie is the most valuable person on the planet. Thank you for what you do, and good morning.
Well, thank you for that lovely introduction. How are you?
Well, we're great, and you're great for doing all this. Tell everybody what a survival backpack scavenger hunt is.
Oh, it's a pretty amazing program that we have where corporations, schools sign up to participate in this exercise on what it's like for a homeless youth to survive. They go out on a scavenger hunt. They have to be able to find water in a cup. They have to be able to find free clothing. They have to be able to purchase food on a $5 budget that lasts homeless youth 1 week. And the reason why I say $5, that's an extravagant amount of money for an unaccompanied homeless youth.
And that way you get a real sense, as much as anybody can, without actually living that life, of how tough it is.
Actually, it really is. People don't understand. If you think about it, in the wintertime, when all the spigots are turned off outside, where does a homeless youth get food? Where does a homeless youth get water? There's not enough sites for homeless kids to go shower, bathe, get supplies that they need, tools to help them survive. So we began this powerful exercise, and it's amazing. When people participate in our scavenger hunt, they're so moved and touched, and they want to do more.
By the way, we know in Illinois that we have an awful lot of work to do, an awful lot of work to do. My son's a big part of a charity called Let It Be Us, which promotes foster care to adoption. And
we love them.
Yeah, I'm glad you work with them. And foster care, as you know better than anybody, we got to get better at it. We got to get more generous with it. And if you at all are interested in helping out foster kids or becoming a foster parent, organizations like Fill a Heart for Kids and Let It Be Us, they work seamlessly to try to get all that done. So before I let you go there, MVPP, Project SMART's the focus right now, right?
Project SMART is our focus, and I have to say there's another wonderful program that we really love that's going on right now, and it's the Lake Forest Police Department's annual bike rodeo.
Oh, cool.
It is so outstanding. There's about 300 kids attending, and on Saturday, foster children will be attending, and they're getting free bikes.
We're excellent.
Really LFPD really supports Fill a Heart for Kids, and we are so lucky. During the holiday season, they give us gift cards for our children. The police department gets involved. And another thing that's really important that I want to say is our family began taking in homeless children 13 years ago. Wow. And we did it through a program called Safe Families for Children. On an average day, my phone is ringing all day long about so many children that need a safe place to sleep at night and support. So that's one of our programs that we work with, and we partner with about 13 different organizations that support foster children, and we also partner with 5 organizations that work directly with unaccompanied homeless youth.
There's a million ways to help when you go to the website, fillaheartforkids.org, and thanks, as you said, to the Lake Forest Police Department, amongst all the people that help you. They certainly deserve a shout-out. Fill a Heart, the number 4kids.org. Annie, you're the most valuable person on the planet. It's a lot of pressure, but you can deliver.
Thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thanks for the work you do again.